1st, it's Food Friday, and our guest is a Wisconsinite passionate about sandwiches in general, and in particular, he really likes breakfast sandwiches. It's been 5 years since he first vowed to eat and write about one sandwich a week, and now his blog, 52 Sandwiches, is still going strong. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a fan of breakfast sandwiches? What is your favorite combo? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Patrick Lochterman is our guest. You can see and read about the sandwiches on his blog at 52sandwiches.blogspot.com and see pictures of gooey eggs, melty cheese, and toasty buns on his Instagram at Bun Breakfast. Patrick, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me.
What is it, Patrick? I mean, I like breakfast sandwiches, but you really like breakfast sandwiches. What is it about them that you love so much?
I think you kind of nailed it in that little intro there. I mean, they're greasy and they're gooey, and you got that cheese, you got the crispy bread or the bun or whatever you've got it on, and you got the salty bacon, and maybe you've got some other stuff on there, and it just blends really well. It's just a great, great way to start the day.
Now, looking at your blog, you spent a lot of time going from restaurant to restaurant trying their stab at a breakfast sandwich. Why did you want to blog and record your efforts here?
I wish I had a good answer for that. I ate a really good breakfast sandwich on New Year's Day in 2015, and it just set the day off to such a good start. I felt so good about it, and I thought, well, I'm going to start trying these at everywhere I can think of. And I don't know why I decided to start a blog, because blogs are, even in 2015, seem kind of old at that point. But that's what I did. I guess I don't have a good reason.
And you also sometimes try to make them at home, especially lately. I think you've shared some of your efforts at home breakfast sandwich making, since we can't go and sit and eat them at restaurants. How's it going? How's it going with your home experimentation?
Well, honestly, I had one for lunch today, so it's still going. I've been making a lot at home in general, but of course, especially lately. And, part of that is just to try to, recreate what I have in various restaurants. And part of that is the ease factor. I mean, it's really hard to go out and go out for breakfast every week, and it's pretty easy to make them, you just have to have a few things around the house. And so I'd say it's going well. And I do like changing it up. I mean, sometimes it's just a simple, new kind of cheese that I've found or a new hot sauce or something like that. I don't get too wild with it generally, but I do like to change it up for each sandwich.
Well, we don't avoid controversy, Patrick, on this show. I really like runny egg yolk on my fried egg sandwiches and whatever else goes with them. Some people really don't. I think it grosses them out. Where do you stand on the runniness of the egg?
Oh, I'm with you. I'm pro runny yolk, but I know at least one of my friends thinks it's disgusting. So, there you go.
Yeah, there's no delicate way to eat one of those. You're going to ruin a couple napkins, and that's just all there is to it.
Right, maybe that's a good thing. Once you pick up half that sandwich, maybe you can't put it back down, and you're just dedicated to it. You just focus on it and be in the moment with the sandwich.
Talking to Patrick Lochterman, he has a long-running blog featuring breakfast sandwiches, made at restaurants, made at home, whatever. He has some ideas to share with us, some favorites, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's go to your calls. Marcus is with us in Milwaukee. Marcus, hi.
Hi. I just got to say runny eggs for Eggs Benedict, not so much on the sandwiches.
Okay.
But there's a fantastic place, if you get a chance. It's off of Main Street in Menominee Falls. It's on the south side of the road. It's a little mom-and-pop gas station right across from the rebuilt Radisson Hotel that's there. They have the most amazing breakfast sandwiches. I don't know what they do to them, but they're fantastic. They have steak. They have bacon. You have sausage patty on English muffins or on croissants, and they're just out of this world.
They're always on croissants, Marcus?
I'm sorry?
Did you say they're always on croissants?
No, croissants, English muffins.
Okay.
I think they even have some on some sort of bun, like a bagel or whatever, but they are just out of this world.
Fantastic, Marcus. Thanks for that. Well, I wouldn't, Patrick, necessarily think to go to a gas station to find great breakfast sandwiches. Have you found some off the beaten path?
I don't know if I've had any surprises at gas stations. I mean, most of the gas station ones I've had are more of a chain gas station. They're not a mom and pop place. But even those are, some of those are pretty good. I mean, I have some good ones from Quick Trip. You know, they have a lot of variety, and generally they're pretty cheap. But I'd love to try that one in Menominee Falls, and that's exactly what I was hoping people would call in with ideas for places to stop whenever I happen to get in their neck of the woods.
Now let's talk about the bread. What are some of your favorite bread formats? We heard croissants and English muffins there. Those aren't the only options, though.
No, but English muffin is probably my favorite. I like that. I like that shape, and then you can make a nice little round puck egg that fits on it real well. It's about the right size. Croissants can be good if the croissant itself is really good. Then I'm on board with that. Some of them are just kind of squishy and sweet and kind of cruddy. They're not the flaky, light, nice croissant that you want. But at home I use a lot of wheat bread, to be honest. I mean, that's not the most exciting, but that's what I have around the house quite often.
Well, I want to get into some overlap, a little fusion here. You got breakfast sandwiches, but also people like pancakes, and sometimes the flavors can combine really well. I want to give a listen to a famous example that actually you also mentioned on your blog. Here's a listen.
Short stack of griddle cakes, melted butter, maple syrup, lightly heated, slice of ham. Nothing beats the taste sensation when maple syrup collides with ham.
So have you had a breakfast sandwich, Patrick, where maple syrup collides with ham to good effect?
Yes, I think the one at there's one at Johnson Public House, I believe, has a syrup on it, and that is a fantastic sandwich. There's not as many ham ones out there as you might think. I know Porter in Madison also has a ham one, and I do like that. I'm glad you played that clip from Agent Cooper. He's
from Twin Peaks. I should have identified that. Yeah.
Yeah.
He is a big breakfast fan, and definitely that's the second time I got to play it this week. This week's the 30th anniversary of a Twin Peaks debut. Well, we're in Wisconsin.
Right.
A lot of us, Patrick, are going to want some cheese on our breakfast sandwich. What are some of your favorite cheeses that play well with the eggs or the bacon or whatever?
Well, you know, excuse me, those American cheese slices are really perfect. They melt really well, and they've got that salty flavor. So that's always good. I do like a Gouda. I like to mix it up with a lot of different cheeses, but Gouda is maybe one of my favorites. Sharp cheddar, I like the flavor. It doesn't melt as well. So, you know, I'm usually looking for something a little softer that will melt and get all gooey.
Now, have you seen gourmet efforts? This seems like such a humble thing, right? The breakfast sandwich and kind of a messy thing. How fancy do people get with these guys?
They do, and but some of them are really good. Croque Madame is a kind of a standard breakfast offering in some places. It's not really a sandwich because, well, it's open faced, but that's ham and egg and usually Gruyere cheese, I think, and those are really good. So I mean, some of them get fancy. They add a lot of greens, and I don't like to overdo it with the greens, but
right.
But they can have a nice little crunch, and it makes you feel like you're eating something healthier, which you're probably really not, but you know, at least you can fool yourself into thinking it.
We're talking to Patrick Lochterman. He's a Wisconsinite who created the blog 52 Sandwiches 5 years ago. The original plan, eating one breakfast sandwich a week and writing about it. You can see sandwiches documented in photos on his Instagram, Bun Breakfast. And now we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Are you a fan of the breakfast sandwich just for breakfast or any time of day? What are your favorite condiments, combinations, the breads to use, meat, no meat, favorite cheese, a surprise ingredient out of left field? Do you have a restaurant breakfast sandwich around the state or beyond that Patrick might want to try when we can get back into restaurants or gas stations or diners or whatever? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up this Food Friday conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our Food Friday conversation with Patrick Lochterman. He's a Wisconsinite who created the blog 52 Sandwiches. His original plan, eating and writing about one breakfast sandwich every week. You can see pictures on his Instagram, Bun Breakfast. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite breakfast sandwich? Do you turn to them weekly, daily? Are they a regular part of your fare? What's your favorite stuff to eat on them? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll go back to your calls now. Phil is with us in Madison. Phil, hi.
Hi, yeah. My favorite tip for homemade breakfast sandwiches is I take some cream cheese, sprinkle some Cajun seasoning on top of it, pop it in the microwave for about, you know, 10, 15 seconds, and you have the most amazing spread for any breakfast sandwich.
Ooh, and what kind of things do you combine that with then, Phil?
I mean, you would eggs, bacon, sausage, cheese, on a bagel, anything. But the sauce makes it just the cream cheese melts and it turns into this really flavorful sauce. You probably put any sort of seasoning in it, but just the cream cheese is a vehicle to do sort of a, instead of a mayonnaise or something like that, it just makes this amazing creaming sauce that you put on a sandwich.
Melted cream cheese Cajun sauce, Patrick. I love it. What do you think?
I'm on board with that. I haven't tried that, but I will.
Yeah, thanks, is cream Bill. Cheese a common ingredient that you encounter on breakfast sandwiches?
It's not, and maybe it should be, you know? I mean, it sounds like you can overdo it really easily, but it sounds like the way Phil's doing it, just a light little, and add a little seasoning. I like that angle, and I'm going to try that. I don't know if I've made any at home with cream cheese. I don't think I have.
It seems obvious away because you put cream cheese on bagels, but I don't, for whatever reason, think of putting it on a breakfast sandwich either. And that makes me think, Patrick, you've tried a lot of different kinds of breakfast sandwiches at restaurants, at home, but you're still finding new surprises, it sounds like.
And I'm all for it, you know. Bring it on.
Let's go back to our callers, see what they have for us. Carrie joins us now in Eau Claire. Carrie, hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Hey, I love a good breakfast sandwich, and I have to tell you, we've done a lot of work on them over the years, and my favorite is to take a really nice quality English muffin, something with a lot of nooks and crannies, and you put a fair amount of butter on it, because we love butter, and then a nice pepper jelly, and then a delicious breakfast sausage patty, piece of American cheese, and an egg, and it takes a while. It's labor intensive to make one for everyone because you have to do them individually, but I'm telling you what, ooh la la, they're fabulous.
And how spicy, Carrie, is your pepper jelly when you do this?
Well, it depends on who's making it. We love to make our own, but often we buy it from smaller orchards in the area and things like that. And it's fairly spicy, but you can adjust that if you prefer. But we like a jalapeno pepper jelly, and we just find that with a breakfast sausage, there's something about the sweet, the salty, and the spice that makes it fabulous.
Wow.
And plus the butter.
Carrie, that sounds fantastic. Patrick, what do you think?
Heck yeah, that sounds fantastic. I do like if I'm given a choice of options at a restaurant and there's something that's going to be spicy, I'm generally going to take that sandwich. So. Pepper jelly, and I know I've had one with pepper jelly, I think, at Ancora Coffee here in Madison, but I'm not 100% sure. But I have not made one with pepper jelly, but I might just try that, Carrie.
And she said, thank you, Carrie, for that call. She said the key thing about the English muffin, it's the nooks and crannies that make it special. It really absorbs the butter, and I guess in this case, the pepper jelly and the egg juice and whatnot.
Yep, and you get the cheese down in there. Whatever you got on there is going to sneak in there. It's perfect.
All right, back to your breakfast sandwich calls now. Thomas is on the line in La Crosse. Thomas, hi.
Hey, you guys were talking about gas station breakfast sandwiches, and if you ever get over by Reedstown, they've got an English muffin. It's actually a BP, but it's an English muffin with a big slab of ham and egg and cheese, and it is outstanding.
Oh, and how's the ham? Thin, thick cut? You said a big slab?
Oh, it's just a big, thick cut of ham.
Fantastic, Thomas. That sounds great. Another gas station for you to visit there, Patrick. What do you think? When you use ham, thick cut or thin cut, it's kind of a different sandwich, even though it's the same stuff.
Yeah, I like the thick cut. Thin cut just reminds me of like a deli sandwich. It just doesn't feel like a breakfast sandwich to me. So as long as it's good ham, that's really all that matters. But I do go thick cut. I prefer that.
Thomas, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. It is Food Friday. We're talking to Patrick Lochterman. You can read about breakfast sandwiches, lots of them on his blog, 52 Sandwiches. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your favorite way to make or eat breakfast sandwiches or your recommendations for Patrick to get out and try them when restaurants and whatnot open up again. Let's go back to your calls now. Karen is with us in Woodstock, Illinois. Karen, hello.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good. What do you have for us, Karen? I'm getting hungry here.
Well, this will maybe hopefully make you a little hungry. I need to give it a try, but it was purely accidental. I oven roasted some tomatoes a few years ago till they get that really dark richness with just a little olive oil and salt and pepper. And so it wasn't really a breakfast sandwich, but, you know, a lot of people like savory in the morning. I put it on top of roast beef between some grilled slices, between some toast. And let me tell you, those slow roasted tomatoes added such richness to the beef that I was thinking it'd make a great egg sandwich as well as a condiment. So I'm suggesting if you haven't already, because I didn't hear the whole program, but oven slow roasted tomatoes are amazing.
That has not come up yet, Karen. Have you encountered anything like this in your travels, Patrick?
I have not, but I like the sound of that. Were those tomatoes you grew yourself, Karen?
No, I wish I could say so, but they were plum tomatoes, and they were so delicious. I was thinking there's got to be a way to market this because as a condiment, because I've never had anything so delicious. It just was one of those things that hit the spot. And anyway, so I wanted to share that. Slow-roasted tomatoes as a condiment.
Fantastic, yeah, Karen.
That sounds like it would blend with an egg perfectly. I think you're on the right track there.
Totally. Thanks a lot for the call, Karen. Let's just keep going with our callers. Chris now in Adams is with us. Chris, hi.
Hi. I have one that's a little bit off the beaten path, but this is one of my very favorite things. On a bagel, lox and cream cheese, an egg, however you want the egg done, and then hollandaise sauce and fresh asparagus on top with dill. It is absolutely delicious.
Wow. Sounds kind of rich, but sounds really good, Chris. Is this something you make all the time, or is this like a special occasion breakfast sandwich?
No, well, you know, it's kind of ambitious. I make hollandaise sauce on a regular basis, so
In fact,
I made it last night. It's kind of rich. I don't take the calories out.
Good. Don't think about that, Chris. Thanks a lot. Patrick, hollandaise sauce, I mean, that's the sauce on Eggs Benedict, right? So that seems like a natural for a sandwich.
Yeah, it can be a little rich for me. That sounds like a really messy sandwich she makes, but also really delicious. But once you're committed to the sandwich, why not get messy? You know, hollandaise sauce is a little rich for me generally if there's too much of it. And so now every time I go out, I tend to order a breakfast sandwich, so I don't order Eggs Benedict or anything else. So I don't get to try other things. But there are some breakfast sandwiches out there that have hollandaise sauce on them.
Fantastic. Thanks, Chris. We'll go now to John on the line in Toma. John, hello.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, where do you want to point us to, John?
Sparta, Wisconsin, off the interstate, off of 90, the first exit, I guess, when you're going west. I think that's 97 or something like that. 16, Highway 16, where it crosses the interstate and goes into Sparta. There's a BP there. They have a great breakfast sandwich there. You can get it on a different bun. You can get it on a bagel. You can get it on an English muffin. You can get it on a buttermilk biscuit. And they're all really nice size, very good portion. And you can get them, like what the other caller said, with ham or any combination. But they got a really good pork sausage one there, too. So that's the one I like. But, yeah, when I'm cruising by. So I just wanted to say about that one. So yeah.
Sounds great, John. Patrick, you're gonna have to do at some point in the future a gas station tour of Wisconsin.
You know, I'm not against it. I mean, if you're driving around, you're gonna need gas. So but yeah, that's the second time somebody mentioned BP, and I'm not familiar with them having breakfast sandwiches, so I just need to get out more.
Thanks a lot for the recommendation. Rob joins us now calling from Ridgeway. Rob, hello.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. What's your sandwich, Rob?
Well, I've got a bunch of them. I like to eat. what I do, like with my toast, is if I've cooked bacon, I will toast the bread in the bacon. And that really adds a good flavor to it. Hello?
Yep, you're still there. And what do you do for egg and other accoutrements in that sandwich, Rob?
What I'll do is when I'm frying the egg, I'll crack open the top and put onions or peppers on it, or onions or black pepper, possibly cheese, tomatoes, whatever. And then when I flip it over, all that stuff gets stuck into the egg. So that way it's a little bit neater sandwich.
That is fantastic. Wow, Rob, thanks a lot. So, Patrick, some creative use of the egg, embedding the veggie portion in it.
Right, yeah. I mean, I've made some with like a soft scramble where you're just kind of throwing everything into the egg while it cooks, and, you know, like throw in a handful of spinach or something, again, to fool yourself into thinking you're eating something healthy. But it does work. It kind of holds everything together.
All right, Desert Island, Patrick, at our last minute. Only one egg sandwich for a while. What would it be? What's one you could come back to again and again?
Probably be an English muffin. I mean, I might just keep it real simple and just go English muffin, bacon, over medium egg, maybe a Gouda cheese, and maybe a little avocado on there. That's been one of my favorite add-ons lately.
I could eat that every day. Patrick, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a lot of fun.
Hey, thanks, Rob.
That's Patrick Lochterman. He created the blog 52 Sandwiches 5 years ago. You can see and read about the sandwiches on his blog at 52sandwiches.blogspot.com or on Instagram at Bun Breakfast. No space there. And you can keep sharing your favorite breakfast sandwich, maybe with a picture if you've got one, over on the Ideas Network Facebook page.